You know, we love hearing from you, so keep on sending those tweets and comments, because we read every one of them. Your opinion is important. That's why we don't want you to miss the chance to take our listener survey at podcast1.com. You see, your responses will help us make this show the very best it can be. It's not a lot of effort, because it'll only take you about 3 minutes, and you'll get the instant gratification that comes with knowing that you helped us get better. So do it now. Take the survey at podcast1.com. That's podcastone.com. And don't forget, keep those tweets and comments coming.
The following program is a podcast1.com production.
Podcast1.com presents the Ask Women Podcast. A place where two comics and a professional wing girl get together to dissect the female mind.
You don't know how I feel.
And explain it to men in terms they can actually understand.
Boobs.
Now, here's the lovely ladies of Ask Women.
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Women Podcast, where you get real advice straight from the source. I'm Kristen Carney, a comedian, writer, actress, just
model,
extraordinaire.
Queen of the world.
Queen of the world. And, of course, here with Marty Kinross, relationship expert and best-selling author.
I realize we never say the book that I'm the best-selling author
of. Oh, that's
true. I'm very proud of it. This was my big accomplishment in 2013.
Yes.
My book is called Get Inside Her. It's on Amazon, and you can even use our Amazon link to go get it.
Yeah, you guys should do that.
Get inside her.
It's a good way to start off your new
year. It's on Kindle. It's $3.99 or $4.99. It's fantastic. I honestly do think it is. It's a really good book.
Yeah, check it out. Definitely download it. And it's so easy to read, like on a Kindle or iPad. Super easy. Do it. And of course, we're here with Mo.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What's up?
What's up, boys?
So today we have a full show of Analyze This.
Yeah. Yes.
Because we want you guys to start off your new year clean. We want to start clean, kind of filter out the emails, and we also want to help you guys out so that you can take the right steps in 2014.
Yeah, we want you to start off with a bang, like literally and figuratively.
And we've talked about doing two shows a week, and our second show being an Analyze This show. So let us know what you guys think. If you dig it, then we dig it.
Mm-hmm. We will do it.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
And Norm permitting.
We will get you inside her.
Yes, get inside her.
So we also have an awesome actress as well, going to be helping us answer those questions, Marcia Monroe. She's on CW's Heart of Dixie. She's on episodes on Showtime, which is a hilarious show, by the way. It's really good. And that, she's on that beginning January 12th, so be sure to check that out. Let's start chit-chatting about these questions.
No, but she also stars in the theatrical release of Dumbbells in select theaters in
January. Oh, I didn't see that part.
She's also hot.
There's been so many hot girls coming in this show lately.
I know. That's what we're trying to get because you want to hear what hot girls want. And obviously, Mo doesn't think we're hot.
No, I think the girls are hot.
I'm not really into grandmothers.
Are you not liking these sweats that I'm wearing suddenly?
No, your girls are sexy. Your boobs look great. Your butt looks great.
You know what we are with Mo? We're like married now. It's kind of at that point where it's no longer exciting.
He's like, who are these girls? Yeah. They're my brothers.
He's seen me, looking, no makeup kind of thing.
Yeah. It's not exciting eating your quinoa. It's not fun.
It's not new anymore.
He's seen me in a beer.
It's not exciting. No curiosity. You know that Kristen hates you and it's out there.
Right. I need to start discovering new lows with Mo so that we can go into like a different place.
2014, I'm sure we'll bring that. I can guarantee you will get that.
Yeah.
Was that your resolution for this year?
No, resolution. No, resolution for sure. Wish is death for Mo, but I don't think that's...
Wait, what was your resolution for New Year's?
Oh man, I haven't even thought yet. You know what? My resolution this year is to do it.
Sex? Okay.
Not like sex, but like to just whatever I want to have happen, to do it. Just stop.
I love that.
Stop creating excuses and just do it. That's it.
Yeah.
I actually don't feel like you ever created excuses. So that,
you know what?
You're a go-getter. You really are.
I am, but in my mind, there's still a little man that talks and he says, you can't do it. You don't got it, boy. And it's a constant battle.
He does your math too, doesn't he? Like really bad. He does. I don't know how to do it. I don't know.
That's why I'm always up. Yeah. I think everybody has someone.
Everybody does. But it's interesting because I don't see you that way. Because the things that you talk about, because you obviously do other things outside of this. I don't know if you want to talk about the things that you do. That's up to you. But you do a lot of fantastic things that require like really putting yourself out there and putting shit together last minute and making it happen.
Mo was on an episode of what was it in your reel that I saw?
Undercovers.
Undercovers. Yeah. Check out Mo's reel on IMDb. It's amazing.
Does he have hair?
No, it's awesome. Yeah. That show got canceled. It's a J.J. Abrams show.
It's because you were on it.
But you know what I just did, which you guys can go see? I just produced Carmen, K-A-R-M-I-N. Yeah. I just produced their single.
That's awesome.
I Want It All. Yeah. So check that out. That's going to be on YouTube by the time you listen to this. So.
And you were saying you have like Lady Gaga's choreographer.
Yeah.
You had like amazing people that you were able to pull
cinematography.
In.
Cinematography. Yeah, I had some great people I pulled in on this project.
He did it with a gun, but he did it. And he did it. He'll do it.
So you're going to raise the bar this year and just like quiet that voice a little bit.
Yeah, this year it's about actually just doing it. So I've got my place, got myself, and doing it with you girls. You know, this show is on my list of doing it. You know, I have a lot of big hopes for this show.
So do I. Yeah. It's already big. You know what? We know that we actually get about 100,000 downloads an episode right now.
So keep sharing. Awesome.
In the podcasting world, that is like fantastic.
I know. That's
but
why
keep
I love
sharing
our
it with your friends. And remember to rate and comment on iTunes, because actually, if
that
we hit the
it.
More ratings and comments that we have, it puts us higher on the list of more likely to find us in a search.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And Twitter too, you know, follow us on Twitter. That helps out a lot.
For sure. So then my goal for this year is for us to be at 200,000 downloads by next week. That's a goal. That's doing it right.
I like it. Let's do it.
Let's
hopefully
do
you guys
it.
You're all Mexican with big families, so you can just share
with
your family.
Exactly. There you go.
I do want to say, though, with like my resolutions, that's the same thing as Mo, is just starting to just do things.
Yeah.
Because I've always talked myself out of so many things. But that's, I think, what guys can do with women, is just talk themselves out of it. And if you actually just do it, you'll find out that it wasn't that hard. And you're like, oh, that's it? I made it out to be something way bigger than it was.
Yeah.
But I also want you guys, because Mo like plugged his thing, I want you guys to check out, I started a sketch group.
Oh, I love that. Look at you. You're doing it.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Do it, girl.
With a really funny female comedian named Allie Breen. It's called See You Next Tuesday. And we put out a sketch. Yes, essentially. But it's
that's hilarious.
But it's the thing is hilarious because we're actually really, really nice people. Her and I are like the opposite.
That's hilarious.
So nice.
That's a perfect name.
Yeah, but it's S-E-E so and Y-O-U. It's not the letter C. But anyway, See You Next Tuesday, comedy sketches, and go to that on YouTube. And then follow me on Twitter at Kristen Carney.
Is cunt a bad word? I feel like that's
the
one word women are not cool with.
I used to not be okay with it, but for some reason I'm now.
Totally,
not being called one. I don't want to be called a cunt.
I'm
see your cunt? No, I don't.
No, yeah. If you call vagina a cunt, I'm like, oh, that's really super creepy. But I personally like take being called a cunt like as a compliment in certain ways, because I think
you've invoked
I've
feelings.
Never really been called a cunt, because I'm like I've said before on certain episodes, I'm a very nice person.
You know what I think it is with that word?
It's like
I think it's like wine. It ages well.
Yes, it does.
When you're young, it has a very bitter taste to the tongue, to the palate. And then as you get older, the word becomes a little softer.
And you start
appreciate
it. And you start to appreciate its
you're like,
meaning.
Yes, I am.
That like certain women are cunts. And sometimes I can be cunty. And like it's almost like this thing that
can
you
I
don't have to be
something?
Afraid of the word anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, we've been requested to make a more PG version
we have.
Of this show. And the funny thing is that
week.
This is like the fresh start that we get.
This
and this is where
start.
We go. We have a 10-minute conversation
I'm
about cunts.
I'm cunty.
Yes.
I'm cunty.
Let's see if the parents will enjoy this one.
And our next guest, Mike Cunt.
Yes, oh my God, can I tell you a really embarrassing story? My most embarrassing story ever. I don't know if I've told this before, but when I was, I think I told this. Okay, tell me if I have. So when I was younger, I went over to my friend's house and we watched the movie Porky's.
No, I haven't heard this one.
No, okay. So we watched the movie Porky's. I think I was in fifth grade. So how old are you in fifth grade? Whatever. So you're young. And
11.
You're 11. God, Art is on it today.
I love Art.
I know, seriously. He's like the voice of God.
Yes.
You're the voice of man. He's the voice of God.
And so Art's way better than you.
Yeah, way better.
Hold on now.
Way better. Sorry. He's God. All right, Mo?
Listen, this world is run
Take
by
it down
man,
a notch.
Okay?
Anyway, so watching Porky's, and there's this scene where somebody calls the bar, and they say, is Mike there? And he goes, oh, hold on a second. Is Mike there? Mike there? And then he goes, oh, his name's Mike, and his last name's Hunt? And so then the bartender goes, is Mike Hunt here? Is Mike Hunt here? And like, I was watching it with my friend. She was laughing. So obviously I start laughing, having absolutely no idea what it is.
Right.
And I'm just like, it's these two words you put together. And it makes it like a funny
It's supposed
thing.
To be funny.
Yeah, it's funny. So then for some reason, like a week later in class, my teacher, who was from England, maybe it's like a British thing to do. He introduced us to, I forget what it's called, when you have those two names. He was talking to us about how, you know, you can put this name and this name together and it does funny things like Ben Dover, Phil McCavity,
Rita Book.
Jack
he
Meehoff.
Goes, he says, do you guys know any? So I put my hand up and I'm saying, my cunt, my cunt, my cunt, in class, and then he won't listen to me. and take my like option. And I'm just like, what the hell is going on? And certain guys in class were looking at me like, oh my God, I can't believe
imagine if they like got him recording him saying like, you're a cunt, like to like a fifth-year-old fifth grader.
He just like looked at me and just like skipped over and went to the next person. I like, kept putting my hand back up. So I still had no idea that it was wrong. And then we had to like write these poems and then sign it at the end. And I signed it, Mike Cunt. And then we had Jim the following week and he called me in to talk about it. He's like, do you know what this means? I was like, that's I have really no idea. Funny. And
really,
then I didn't know for so long because how am I supposed to go home and say, what is a cunt, Mom? Right. Like, I had no idea. That is my most embarrassing story. I still think of other options of like ways that I could use Mike that right. wouldn't have gotten me into trouble. But anyway, that is my cunty story. Mike, anyway, Mike that's our PG version of the show. Thank you very much.
Time for Analyze This.
Ask. Okay, yes, exactly. Time for Analyze This because we are supposed to be diving into it. And we do have our fantastic guest that we're going to bring on for the second half.
Is that going to be your next book, Diving Into It?
Oh, my God, that should be.
Yes.
Seriously, it could
Analyze.
Be. Actually, my next book is called That's Not How Men Work. It's okay. coming out very shortly in the next month. It's for women, and it's taking all the information that I've learned from men over the years so that I can inform women how to not be so damn bitchy, not be so emotional, and not be so fucking cunty. Anyways, just pass it on
PG.
To your female
Word
friends.
Of the day.
I know, seriously, this is the XXX rated show. Okay, so this one is from Brandon from New Jersey.
Brandon.
Did I say that right? Jersey. I can't
Jersey.
Jersey. I have been listening to the show since the first episode, and you women are amazing. See how he didn't say Mo? Mm-hmm. You have really mm-hmm. helped me in my relationship. Yeah. I have two questions. All right. Well, a little pushy. But first question is, I have been in a relationship for 5 years with my fiance, and sometimes I find myself not being able to open up with her and taking things too seriously. I believe it's far from fear of how she will respond. I believe it's from fear of how she will respond to certain things. I would like to be more open and playful with her, but her sense of humor... Oh, our sense of humors are different, so how should I go about it?
Did he say 5 years?
5 years.
Ooh, with different senses of humor.
Yeah.
That makes me think she has no sense of humor.
I know, exactly. Well, the thing is that you never... I think when you don't know... You assume. So I think you're assuming she may not like what you're going to put out there, but she possibly could. I would say that if you're engaged to this person, you're going to be in a partnership and go through life with her, you have to explore opening up. Because if you open up and you don't get a good response, that's not
I'm
a
like
good partner.
I'm paranoid this question is for my boyfriend.
I know.
Like, is he secretly?
He's like, Nate. No.
Well, so his question was he's trying to goof around with her. I feel like I got distracted.
He wants
for
to
a
open up more with her. And,
it's like he has two personalities.
Right.
I find myself not being able to open up with her and taking things too seriously.
Yeah, I actually do have that a lot happen with Nate and I because at home, you know, I do stand-up comedy and I like to write comedy. But when I'm at home, I'm kind of in my own zone and I don't feel the need to put on a show.
Right.
And that's kind of where I can just be quiet. And Nate is the total opposite.
Ooh,
I saw that hanging on. Like, it was like the long... Her, anyway, I won't talk about that because people don't know what's
happening. No, but that's how me and my husband are too.
Yeah. I'm sorry, the thing fell off the mic and now I'm thrown off. But anyway, he gets home and wants to goof around. And he has said to me that because I don't respond to the way he goofs around, that he has to change who he is around me.
Aww.
And that it makes him have to be someone else. And so I don't really know how to confront that because I want to just say, I just want to be normal at home. I don't want to try to be like we're in fifth grade pulling each other's hair all the time.
But why not? It's got to be fun.
Right, but he finds it fun. So it's like the other day we were actually kind of goofing around. Then my phone hit me in the head. And then, of course, I got annoyed. So it's like I tried to put myself out there. So if he could express, because Nate has expressed that to me, and I do try to goof around or try to be a little bit more playful. But I like to do it to an extent. Anything that gets taken overboard is not okay just because it gets really annoying. So yeah. I think if he had a conversation with her, like, listen, I like to kind of just like
be goofy.
Be goofy. I have this like boyish side to me that like needs to escape and it can't at work and it can't anywhere else. So like,
yeah,
but you know,
look, bud, even though I don't want to answer this, Brandon, because you didn't address me. No,
maybe
look,
you were off the show at the time. Okay, I've been listening since the first episode.
Look, Brandon, you got to do you, man. Okay. This is your fiance. You've been with her for 5 years. Okay, these are
core. And this
core.
Is where you figure out if you're going to be together for another five.
Another ten, the rest of your life. You know what I mean? You got to think about these things here. Be yourself. I used to have a problem where I was different around my guy friends and my friends than I was around my girlfriend. And then because of that, those two worlds could never combine.
Right.
Because both of them would be like, why are you acting so different right now?
Right.
So finally, I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to be who I am. Even though sometimes I'm this loud mouth.
Even though it's horrible.
Obnoxious.
Nobody likes it.
I will say some of this obnoxious sexual shit to in front of my girl. And now it's at the point, because I'm just being me and being genuine, and because I do love her and I do show her those things, she's okay with my obnoxiousness and just goes, oh, Mo.
Is she really, though?
She is. You know, she's like, oh, he's just so stupid. Like, that's her response, but she's still, I could still be who I am.
I agree. But sometimes it is hard because, like, I have certain people that I'm around that just pull a certain side out in me. That's just, like, I am goofier with certain people. Yeah. And I would love to be that way with my husband. And sometimes we are, and I like that. But kind of like what Kristen said, like, my husband, he's full on when he works, and I'm by myself when I work. Like, he's with a crew of 300 people. I'm with myself most of the time. So sometimes we do have opposites. When we first started dating, like, he would end his week on the Friday after, like, a 45-minute drive home from West Hollywood, and he'd just be drained, and he wanted to do nothing. And for me, I've been in all week, so I'm like a little puppy dog. I wanted to play. I wanted to go out. And what we ended up doing is I ended up leaving him at home on Fridays, and I would go out with my girlfriends and put that energy there. Yeah. So sometimes, like, if – I don't want you to not be yourself, because I want you to open up to your girlfriend or to your fiance, Brandon. And if you find that you do try these things and you can't, and it holds you back from expressing who you really are, I would explore that a little bit further, because it may not be the right person for your long-term partnership.
Yeah. And that's the bigger question is, like, are they right for each other? And I think that's just what he has to reassess.
Yeah. And it sounds like you are, but – yeah,
aren't.
Reassess it. Okay, here's the second part of his question. A little selfish, Brandon. Second question is, I want to keep the excitement going in our relationship, but don't have the means to put out a lot of money. What are some tips you have for keeping things fun and exciting without putting out tons of money?
Since you don't have a lot of money, why don't you
just
speak on that?
You gotta be, look, I'm so brick. No, but look, you gotta be creative, buddy. You know what I mean? Like, a picnic doesn't cost anything. A trip to the beach doesn't cost anything. Camping doesn't cost much.
Right.
You know, it's the problem is not your money. It's the fact that you're not being creative and you don't want to put in the extra effort that it takes to do it.
I love that.
And I think,
and that means so much to women.
Yes, effort is huge.
Yeah, like planning something like in advance is fantastic. Not just, oh, you want to go to that new restaurant that opens up? It's like, okay, well, you know what? I planned this really nice picnic for us in the snow in the backyard for the evening. I bought a heat lamp today. Like that, I know.
Some guys, though, can get uncomfortable with the unknown, and if they're not feeling powerful in the situation they're putting themselves in because they've never been there before.
Yeah.
So I think it's just procrastination. Like, they know what they can do without our advice, I think, on a low budget. I think they're just looking for permission.
Yeah, so we give you permission.
Right. Do something just super.
Well, if you want to show this goofy side of you, then use this as a time to do it. Like, set up a drive-in movie in your backyard.
You can find free comedy shows. Like, yeah, I mean, it depends on, like, where you live. But there are, like, look up an open mic and go and watch people, like, failing at comedy, like, miserably. It's fun. But it is fun. You'll, like, have a new experience, meet new people. And that's something that you would never really think to do otherwise.
It's low cost. It's free.
Right. If you had money to spend, who would go to an open mic?
Right.
But it's actually fun.
Exactly. Well, actually, so we're going to take a break now, even though we only got through those two questions. That was really fast. But we have so much more time at the end, but we want to get our guest in because she's waiting out there, and I feel bad making the lady wait, right, Mo?
She's going to analyze this, though.
Yes. Oh, my God. We're analyzing this. We're going to do a quick intro to her, find out about her shows and everything, and then she's going to analyze the shit out of everything.
Let's do it.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a student loan who is having trouble making their monthly payments. If that's you, pay attention, because there's a special toll-free hotline that has been set up especially for you. So grab a pen and take this number down, or put it in your cell phone. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707. When you call the National Student Loan Relief Hotline, you will get free information. That's free information to help you relieve the overwhelming financial burden of an ongoing, endless student loan. If you are behind, late on payments, or even in default of your student loan, the National Student Loan Relief Hotline can help you. You may also be able to cut your payments in half right away. The National Student Loan Relief Hotline can also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. The National Student Loan Relief partner companies have helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loan problem. Call 1-800-652-3707 for free information today. That's 1-800-652-3707.
You're listening to the Ask Women Podcast, a Podcast One presentation.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the show. We are here with the beautiful actress, Mircea Monroe. Hello, Mircea. Thank you so much for coming.
You said it perfectly.
Thank you. My heart was going a little bit quicker at that moment. But you are on the Hilarious Show episodes on Showtime with, God, I always want to say Joey.
Matt,
thank you.
Matt LeBlanc.
And you play the actress on that show.
Yes.
What, how did you get that role? I hate to like ask these questions, but like, what was the process to get on a show like that?
It was the usual audition, like the usual process of auditioning and sort of proving yourself and testing and all of that.
Right.
But they, because the character I play, Morning, is supposed to be in her late 40s, they went through very specific.
You
where
you do not look. Yeah. You are
she's
hot.
Not. So they miscast.
Well, that's
hot.
The whole thing, like, on the show too.
You are not that old. You are
no, I
20s,
am not, no.
Right?
I'm 31.
No, 22. What's up, baby?
I mean, did I say? I meant, yeah, 22. What's up?
I always just say, like, I'm old enough to find out if the babies I thought were going to be ugly have grown up yet or something. Like, that's like my. I'm trying to like figure out a funny description to say like how old
like,
I am.
And
I'm
like, your age that you.
Yeah,
be.
I'm at the point where like. Kids are now human beings that I knew when they were babies.
Right. Exactly. So they were looking for a 40-year-old.
No, so they were looking for someone my age, but who sort of could act older, because the whole thing is that she sort of had a lot of work done, so she still looks young. So it was a very specific thing, and they went through a lot of people, and luckily I kind of came in at the end when I think they really needed someone.
Like, you got it.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to ask questions about acting in general, because I have a lot of friends who are actresses as well. And I would say that being an actress really gives you thick skin.
Right.
It can beat some people up horribly, but the people who thrive within this industry are the ones who, you know, have thicker skin. So they're fine with taking risks. They're fine with being rejected. They learn that those things are okay and you can still survive even though those things happen. Would you say that acting has done that for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's case specific. For me, because I've been doing it so long now, I have chosen to do a lot of work on myself in order to handle things differently and be better at handling the chaos and the rejection and all of that in order to live a life that, you know, I want to be alive for.
Right, when you're not killing yourself.
Right.
So how have you learned? Because obviously you're not rejected now. You have an amazing...
But still.
So how did you learn to deal with it? What were the tools you used? Because a lot of the guys that we speak to and a lot of the women that we speak to on the show, rejection is a huge reason why they don't go after
Absolutely.
Who they want.
It's brutal. And to stay yourself and stay true to yourself when everyone's sort of trying to make you something else is really hard.
But
for me, it was more about making my life very full in other ways. So with my friends, with my personal, like having every other aspect be full and rewarding and lovely.
Yeah,
and then
awesome.
There was less weight.
What's your take on dating and being an actress?
Dating as an actress?
Yeah. Is it good to have a significant other? Do they get in the way?
You know, it's so funny. I always had thought when I was younger, I thought it was better to be single. That was because I didn't value myself and thought that I needed people to want to be with me in order to hire me.
Right.
And as I got older and trusted myself and my abilities, I realized it doesn't matter. Like, if you're in a relationship, if you're married, if you have kids, like, that's fine. Who cares if you have the talent to back it up?
Right.
But if you don't trust that, then like, I needed to pretend I was single because I wanted people to hire me.
No, I totally feel you.
That might,
I totally feel you. I'm feeling those feelings right now. But
no, I did
is
that
it
too.
Hard though giving like? Do you think it's hard giving attention to relationships while pursuing something so intense as something like this?
I feel like a lot of people I know struggle with that. I really, really believe that you can have a balance of both, but I think it takes a lot of hard work. And, you know, like I recently turned down a job so I could spend more time with my boyfriend because I yeah, I think it's important. And I think if you make those decisions, the work will still be there.
Right.
As long as, you know, I mean, like every, you have to balance it. But
yeah.
I don't want to believe that you can have one or the other. Yuck.
Yeah, I know. I was told, like, right from the beginning, like, you can't have a boyfriend if you're doing this.
Yeah.
And I remember just feeling so depressed because I've had a boyfriend for 5 years and just feeling like, beautiful. Oh, no, what do I do? Because this is, like, my dream. This is, like, my dream guy.
Yeah, no.
You know, like, what do you do? So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you've worked really hard to create that balance for yourself. It does. It takes effort, right?
Absolutely. And I think for me, luckily, I didn't. It's taken me a long time to have stability. Like, I've had 10 failed shows, and I'm so grateful for that because had any of those taken off, I probably would have gotten swept up and not been forced to reflect.
Really?
But having so much failure has really made me.
You're on the George Clooney sketch.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You'll be good to go. Soon you're going to be
well, she's already 40 in the show, so she's like, it's right there.
Massive movie star and producer.
Don't worry about it. She's on CW. Part of Dixie. She's on Showtime's episodes, and she's doing a theatrical release of Dumbbells.
That's it.
Pretty freaking awesome. Holler. So you should be very proud of
and
yourself.
And you're still hot. I love it.
What?
You're still come
hot.
On.
And you're hot.
Got,
no,
a,
you're still
got
hot.
A couple months left of looks.
Yes, exactly. So milk them. So we have this segment that's called Analyze This, and actually this episode has pretty much been all of Analyze This, where people
awesome.
Write us in questions, we answer these questions, and we would like you to participate.
So fun.
Mm-hmm.
I love
it. Cool. Great. All right. So hey, y'all. I wish you guys were on twice a week. Oh, look at this.
Oh, wow. We were just saying.
Hey. Yes.
We need a little mo of y'all.
I love this guy.
End this question. I don't like where it's going.
Skip, Mike. You don't get an answer. This is from Mike. I went through a breakup a couple of months ago. My ex and I are still good, but we keep our distance. I'm ready to move on, and I was wondering if it's necessary to delete pictures of my ex-girlfriend on my social media, Facebook and Instagram,
in order
to allow someone new into my life. Will new potential girlfriends care about old picture? There are no crazy sexual pictures of us. Just so they know.
What
do you think?
From my perspective, yeah, I don't like, if I was interested in someone and there were pictures of a girl that he was obviously intimate with, that ain't cool.
Really?
But I would not date him because of it. I'd probably like him more.
See, that's the real answer. So leave him up.
Oh, man.
No,
leave one or two, but it's weird because it's almost like you didn't clean up your mess or something. Like there was this like crash that happened and you don't want to leave the car out on the freeway. Like
that's
you want
to
sweep
effort
it up.
To clean up. Yeah. I feel like once you put stuff out there on Facebook, like it's out there. Like I don't go back and like clean up my pictures.
Look,
yeah, but it's Facebook. Like I shouldn't.
Normally,
I think like it's turning into history book at this point because it's been around for so long now.
Yeah.
That things are on Facebook. Like for me, I have profile pictures from when it first started when I was like, it was like 10 years ago. And that's not me anymore. And I've kind of gone through this phase of like, should I delete them? Should I leave them? Yeah, because I don't want to have it be a, you know, you don't want to have like your whole life out there of like, this was the timeline of my life, which is what they call it. I just think it gets a little bit, it's a little bit much, I think, to put out there.
Oh, I disagree.
I obviously the fact that he's asking about this, there's still some like feelings there.
Yeah.
So
there's
this residual there that he needs to decide right now if he's done or not. Because if he is done, then make the conscious choice so you could actually move on. Because obviously some of this stuff is still holding him back.
Well, you know I'm going to say that. So pre-Facebook and pre-internet, people would like throw out their love letters and their pictures of their significant other once they were done with that relationship.
I haven't been
through a breakup while on Facebook, so I don't really know how to handle it. So actually, I take my answer back. Yes, because I think you do have to purge that for yourself. And I think also stop being friends with her on
Facebook.
And
out of respect for the other person. I dated someone when I lived in Chicago who was obsessed with his ex-girlfriend, and he had paintings that she painted on his walls in his bedroom. And it just made me feel second rate and not important at all in his life. And that obviously like didn't go anywhere. And they're back together.
Oh, see, there you go.
So it's like proof that,
but
he was thinking about her.
If she's really hot, just leave one picture up.
I think, like,
totally.
You want to know that somebody has had a relationship and is able to be that person, but I feel like that comes later in the natural organic way of dating. So
I
if you know before you start dating, I wouldn't want, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I just feel like that's so hard to go back through all of it. I guess I'm picturing like if I were to end my relationship with my husband, that's like 10 years of Facebook stuff. Like,
I think
all my pictures would be gone.
Though.
Like basically, I have to start a new account.
Yeah, I think
I would
that's
start
different.
Fresh.
I think
but
a marriage, I think, is a little bit different.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So yes, Mike, purge, but leave one hot photo.
Yeah.
That's not too intimate.
That's not too intimate.
Perfect. That's a perfect answer.
Yes, exactly.
It's very specific.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your show. It is, it's useful and fun. It's a useful and fun time. I'll get right to it, though. I do all right with dating. I've been extremely fortunate in dating and fun, not to diminish the hard work that I've put in to be able... Oh, my God. Hold on. I'm increasing the size of this because I cannot see this.
Oh, is this a guy or a girl?
I'm so blind.
It's a dude.
Oh. It's a guy, but I have it in really small font. Oh, much better. Not to diminish the hard work that I put in to be able to meet and get women, but being comfortable and outgoing comes fairly natural to me, maybe because I grew up fat and had to develop a personality. Most likely it is. Anyway, you don't want to hear about that when my question is this. How do I go from meeting women, bedding them, and eventually just moving on to instead finding a real, sustainable relationship? It may sound stupid, but really, I think I've grown accustomed to pursue, get, and want something else. Maybe it's just that I've got a strong wandering eye, but maybe there's something you all can help me with to curb that. I appreciate your assistance and nothing else. Oh, if nothing else. I always learn something useful from you guys. Mikey from Arizona.
Two mics.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It's Mike Cunt.
Right.
Mike. Sorry, really we talking about that before.
Sorry, that makes no sense for her. She's what?
Oh, that's a great old joke. I love it.
Wait, so, okay, wait, so what's the question? I'm actually very confused.
So here's his thing. He's burning through them. He's just he's looking for something a little
like,
more
stable.
Like,
why is nothing sticking?
Yeah, why is nothing sticking?
I just think it's because you're not finding the right person.
I also just think it could be the mental space that you're in. Like, when we were on Brandy Glanville's show and she was talking about all of these men who are in their 50s who keep saying they want a relationship, but there's tons of options out there. They're in online dating. And so they're like, oh, okay, there's another woman who wants to date me, another woman, another one. So there's all these options. I think that if you set that as your new goal and really, you know, make it your goal, then you might start dating differently. You can connect differently on dates. You may just be out and having fun with women, which you should be doing on dates. But if your new goal is to actually find a partner, you have to figure out what that partnership means to you.
You have to know
what kind of partnership that you want. Yeah.
Like, knowing yourself is really important. Like, before we talked about having like three non-negotiable
like boundaries?
It was like three things that you know you wanted, but like,
oh yeah, that you want.
Yeah.
From a partner.
And so I
think to be loved.
Writing something down like that and seeing, and not to have like a list, because then it gets like confusing and convoluted and not worth it. But having some standards met and going, oh wait, maybe I should pause and stop and actually look at this instead of like blowing through because there's check marks on this list. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just sorry. Go on.
Okay. I was just gonna say it's very clearly like he's just not ready. I feel, you know, there's so many people that they want certain things and they sound great, but really they're not ready for a lot of reasons. Because if you're ready, it would happen.
Well, okay, it's funny because a lot of people, Rude Jude, whose show we were on, he was saying it's so easy.
Who was really friendly, by the way.
Who's so rude, not rude, so sweet. But he.
I want my money back.
He has a tough time connecting with women, but he can sleep with every woman that he goes on a first date with. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know how to transfer it over because, like, when he gets uncomfortable, he goes into his character and he knows how to be, like, really engaging, like, really sexual and really, you know, a turn on for women. Right. But he doesn't actually know how to connect because it's quite uncomfortable for him to do. So when people, you know, if they have a comfort zone, they're going to rely on that comfort zone when they're on a date. So it's not even like not being ready for it. It's actually not knowing how to do it.
Right.
So I'm going to plug myself for 2 seconds here. But I would go get my product called How to Become a Man Women Want. And in the first section of that program, there's two guidebooks. And it gets you really clear on what you want and how to get it. So when you exactly what Kristen was saying, or I think trying to say, like when you are clear on what you want, you can skew your interactions based on these wants, right? So if I didn't know that I wanted like a long-term partnership and somebody that makes me laugh, I may focus on other things instead. But if my actual goal is, okay, I want to see, you know, does this person, and not to put too much pressure on the person who you're sitting across from, but it helps shift your mindset so that you get into that state. Because sometimes it is difficult to transfer over. If you're really freaking good at getting women into bed,
why wouldn't
you? And that's what's going to happen for you. Well, it's hard to transfer.
Here's the thing. He found the secret that a lot of men are trying to find is how do I get in a woman's pants, right?
And he figured it out, so he doesn't want to throw it away.
But then what he realizes, that's not going to bring you happiness because at the end of the day, it's great in the moment, but then you're going to get lonely. What he needs to do, and I give women a lot of advice that are having trouble finding a serious guy, date someone that you like, obviously, and don't sleep with them. Do not sleep with them and wait. I honestly tell people, wait. If you really like somebody, wait 3 months before you sleep with them.
That's what I told Raju to hold back the intimacy.
It's going to force you to get to know them, to really establish feelings for them. Because with men, and we are like this, the minute we have sex with a woman, they could be beautiful, they could be awesome. We're kind of uninterested.
You're over it.
It's like the hunt. You know, once we get what we want, we're like, eh. You know, on to the next. And the problem is his mentality coming into it is already, I want to have sex with this girl. It's not, I want to get to know this girl. Yeah. I want to become friends with this girl.
I love that, actually. Okay, so I would say if that is where you naturally go to, yeah, put off the intimacy. You can go in for one kiss at the end of the night, but not
that's
a full makeout session.
That's it.
Yeah, I think that's
maybe
good.
Maybe an HJ a month into yeah. it. But, like,
but
that's
no eye contact.
It.
No eye contact
that's
during
it.
That handjob.
No eye contact at
what
all.
What was the process for you and your boyfriend, how you settled on each other?
Settled.
I love that you not settled for, not settled for
on this person.
Not settled for.
When did you give up your
dreams?
Exactly.
Not settled for, settled on.
It was sort of.
It's a difference.
We only dated each other. Like, we sort of knew it was a blind date, and then we sort of quickly became exclusive. Yeah.
Wow. And did you both pretty much have the same priorities or like the same goals in mind in the future, et cetera?
I think I don't know that I'm trying to think where I was at when we, I before him wasn't really dating and was happy that way and sort of feeling great, and waited to feel that way before I went into a relationship. So I knew that I was in a place where I was ready because I'd taken the time to be ready.
Right.
He had dated a lot. And I think sort of in us meeting realized he was ready to settle down.
Yeah.
It's how like, long have you been dating?
A little over a year.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
So you settled a year ago.
Yeah.
I mean,
a little over.
You gave up a year ago. Okay, we got it.
I love that.
Well, let us know when the marriage comes. Then you really gave up.
Yeah. Then it's all over.
It's the real end of the cliff.
Hey, Marnie, Kristen, and Mo Bro.
What's up, bro?
I'm a local DJ from the Los Angeles area and a college student.
Did you say DA?
DJ.
Oh,
I said DJ.
I was like, whoa.
DJ. I'll date you.
Yes,
and a college student, exactly. Yeah. I DJ all types of events, which include things like the local bars, clubs, in your school, big fat parties, and events on campus. I'm also involved in Greek life, and I'm trying to get more involved on campus. I also like to hang out with friends outside my college as well. Sounds awesome. I would like to say I meet women often. The problem I have is that I seem to not catch the attention of women. I also suck at opening conversation. I know that there are things I am doing wrong, but I also feel that it's my environment. I go to a school full of kids from the Orange County area, which tends to be a very waspy, conservative.
Clicky.
Yeah. I personally spent most of my time in West LA, Santa Monica, Pacific Palisades areas, which are pretty affluent and a lot more liberal. I guess I'm a bit of a hipster as well. I don't understand how my success rate is
okay
zero.
That I have a crush on him right now?
No, I'm totally into this guy. Go to another school and go hang out elsewhere. I'm a DJ, joined a frat, and have done other things. So it's like
he's in college. He's young.
Yeah, yes. Okay. He's a DJ and he's in college in Los Angeles.
So he's in an environment where people are his age. I was thinking for a second that he was DJing and it's like all younger kids. But he's in an environment
with
where
his
he
peers.
Should. Yeah, he's with his peers. He should be. He might be blending in too much or something.
But he's around women all the time. Like, why isn't he getting women? Like,
well, this
crazy?
Is the one thing that he said. What did he say about conversation? I also suck at opening conversation. Mm. So you can be all these things, but if nobody knows that you're any of these things.
Look, you're a DJ. You know so much about music. You know, start talking about music. You know what I mean? You find a girl who's into music.
I'd be like, what song do you want to hear?
That waspy girl is into like living on the edge a little bit to piss her parents off. So that it shouldn't be the problem of like where you grew up or what your background is.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that I'm seeing is I also suck at opening conversations. So to me, that means that you have all these wonderful things that you're not allowing people to be in
to
on.
See.
To yeah. see. Yeah. It sounds like. I'm just guessing. I don't know because there's not enough information in this question, but that you may be the wallflower. You may be the friend in the group who's like great on stage and you're like the center of attention. But then when you get there, you mesh into the background. So nobody really sees you. So I would work harder.
I would walk
at
around
being
with
that
like
person.
Holding my like turntable like, everywhere I go.
It's
really cool.
And all I hear is excuses out of him. Just you're around women enough to just do it, dude. Just go out there.
Yeah.
Go fail. The more you talk to these women because you have so much opportunity
like,
to, the better you're going to
take
get.
On.
It's
most
like
resolution.
Auditioning, I think, is like a really good way to put it. It's like it's scary at the beginning and you just have to do it. If you want to get to the end point, no matter what, you have to do it. And then eventually you'll start to learn what to do and what not to do and then get jobs.
Right.
But I'm talking from a point of never getting a job. So, like, that's why I'm staring at you in the eyes really intensely.
You know what? So, his name is Mr. Carter. And his last question was also, can I DJ a small set on your podcast? Yes, you can. Yes, and then we totally can fully analyze
and then you.
Then
you can ask him then he can actually respond and.
Yes, and then we can see. And then we're like, what? Okay, well, something is wrong with you.
He could DJ the man's playbook.
Oh my God, you totally
next
could.
To Mo. Though.
Actually, next so Mo I have a band to come in here. They're called Les Mertz. You can find them on YouTube.
Les Mertz.
My husband's managing them right now. Okay, but my husband is.
Are they French?
No.
Oh,
they're in Hawaii. Oh. So my husband's a producer, right? So they're doing this huge shoot in Hawaii, and there's people on the crew who like just formed this band, but they sing songs about Tinder.
Oh, funny.
And getting blowjobs. And it's hilarious. Oh, my awesome. Husband had wow. this party, like, for his crew, and I was there during Thanksgiving, and they performed, and they played this song called, oh, my God, it's about the gobbler. It's about a girl giving him a blowjob. It is hilarious.
Wow.
Anyway, my husband just makes fun and says he's the manager because he gave them their name, but he's not their manager at
What's
all.
Happening to music?
Yeah, exactly. But they're hilarious. I want to get them in. That you will love them. They're just freaking funny. Anyway, so, but Mr. Carter, you can definitely come in and
next
DJ
to Mo, though, hello. Good no matter what, so we might not be able to
seriously.
Get it correct.
Aww. See, she likes
I
me.
Just pick on him.
So we did a show and we talked about manscaping, and this guy Joe actually wrote in to give some further tips on manscaping.
Oh.
So it's just, this isn't a question. I'm just going to read further tips on manscaping. So he said, hello, ladies and Mo. I'm catching up on your podcast, and I must say it's really fun and informative. I've just listened to the part where you argue about shaving. I'm not sure which of you ladies explained her view about men grooming down there, but I must say you have good taste. So I decided to share some of my shaving experience 15 plus years. When I decided I like women as smooth as possible, I thought to myself, I can't expect something from her that I'm not prepared to do myself. So I started experimenting on myself and then her. Feel free to share.
Yeah, you really have to understand razor burn before you can judge someone else.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Worst. Feel free to share my way of maintaining smooth balls. So, oh my God, this is so not the PG show. That
no,
we promised.
Not.
Okay, we're horrible people. Don't ever make us do something because we're just going to do the opposite.
But it's wonderfully informative.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I think every man is going to be very thankful.
I just want to hear how he keeps smooth balls.
Yeah. Okay. So, point one, use hair conditioner instead of shaving cream. Very true.
Oh, I do that.
For my legs as well.
I do that.
Good point. For women, too. The razor glide's excellent, and you have one product less to buy. Very true. Hmm. Well, actually not, because you're going to use double the amount of... Anyway.
We have to buy Band-Aids.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, point two. I only use safety razors from Wilkinson. We're not promoting them at all, but just telling you that that's what he uses. The ones with protection grill, lady protector. I haven't cut myself with that razor in 10 years, on the balls and around the shaft. Next point.
Can this guy come on the show with the DJ?
You can do it in the shower.
They can both do both at the same time.
You can do it in the shower in about a minute. The last thing you do before rinsing off and getting out. Next point. Just tug the skin, shave, and feel the stubble. Repeat if necessary in different directions.
I think this guy's creeping me out. Like, I'm creepy, but this guy is creeping me out.
These are good points.
Does he, like, get girls in bed and be like, can I shave you?
Bet you he does.
That's weird as shit.
No,
he's like,
gets
feel
it.
My fucking balls. And then they're like, oh, yeah, baby, those are smooth. Okay. All right. Next point. No electric razors lower than pubic bone. I tried a few times.
Okay, I don't get the point. Is there a question or is this a tutorial?
Yeah, there is. It's a tutorial. It's too loose, too soft, and too puffy. Not okay. as tight as face or other body parts. So electric razor will cut you. Next point. It also works for women around the vagina lips. If you use a razor on pubic bone, you may get tiny razor cuts. They can bleed or turn into bumps. That's why my wife, oh, there you go.
Thinks I have herpes.
Battery-powered wet lady electric shaver. It may not feel completely smooth.
By wife, does he mean husband?
But it looks beautiful. Right. Next point. Aftercare is important, too. I used to use baby cream as zinc, the white one. But now I use organic body butter. Good choice.
Ooh,
you don't want cosmetic additives down there. Just dry your hair before putting on the underwear so the skin can absorb the cream. If you haven't done it yet, try shaving with hair. Oh, the hair conditioner is Pantene Pro-V Classic.
That oh, my God.
It's really slippery and great for shaving. I know we're laughing, Joe, but this is fantastic.
This guy's
thank
a cock
you.
Model. He's a cock model.
Thank you. I don't know why I'm sweating right is. Now. I am. I'm like, heated up so much. Oh, my God.
I can't imagine
hilarious.
How smooth his chin is. Like, if he can do that well down there, I'm like...
No,
he
just got like an ugly beard and his hair is all messed up.
Right, right.
It's like the
right.
only place on his body right.
that's super smooth. Oh, that was funny. Okay, well, thank you, Joe.
Shining
that
balls.
Was very informative.
It's
those
super
are great tips, even for me. I do the conditioner thing.
I'd feel so insecure if I was his wife.
I know.
Yeah.
God. That's why he does it for her. All right. Is it done already? We got to go?
We need one more song.
Oh, God,
one more song.
Long one. Now I'm not going to do this.
Do we have another song?
Okay. I was going to do something that plugs us a little bit, but now not anymore. Oh, God. Nope, they're all too long. See, this is what happens. This is why we're going to have to do a double episode. And if you do want a double episode, then please tweet to us at Ask Women Podcast, or you can write to us and write your questions at ask@askwomenpodcast.com, and we will answer your questions. Make sure it's a really good subject line, like here's what to do to your balls, like that. This will get us to read these things, so I think that's pretty much what
we're very
Joe
deep
wrote.
Show if you didn't know.
Yeah,
and Miss Monroe, where can we find you?
Yes, on episodes.
Yeah, on episodes and on Twitter, it's at missmircea, or you can follow my boobs at Mercedes Boobs.
Oh, no way.
Really?
You I saw
don't
that
tell him.
It's not mine. It's theirs.
What do you mean?
Oh, someone started it?
No, I mean my boobs started it.
Oh, how funny. They're theirs. I forgot there's two.
Okay.
Do they ever fight about what to tweet?
What do you mean?
Not each other.
You just take pictures of your boobs?
Not many. They just talk.
It's like their personal
no
on their mind.
Way.
What are their names?
Okay. We gotta go.
Time's up.
We gotta go.
No.
We gotta go. Okay. Episodes premieres on January 12th. I will definitely be watching that show because it's freaking amazing.
Thanks.
Do you still have like the surgery marks? I forget
not
what
anymore.
Happened. Okay. Because yeah, it was like a year ago when it was on the air. I thought it was so funny. You are also on the CW's Heart of Dixie.
Yes.
Which is amazing, and in new episodes that are airing as we speak, and then you star in the theatrical release of Dumbbells in select theaters in January.
Yes,
yeah, we're just like working it. I love it. Thank you so much
nice
for being
you guys.
On our
nice
show.
To meet you.
Nice
thanks.
To meet you too. Well, check out our show. They come out every Thursday, and for 2014, we're hoping to do two shows. We shall see. Let us know
it's
what
our
you
resolution.
Think. Yeah, it is our resolution. So because we're gonna do it, right?
We're just
we're
gonna do it.
We're gonna do it.
Just do
go
it.
For it. I yeah. love it. Well, yes, download our shows on Thursday. Keep listening. Please share this with your friends, family, people you hate as well. You may as well share it with them. And we'll see you guys next week. We'll be right back.